This is Radio Nepal. I am SN Srestha with the news, the headlines first. Cabinet approves 10-point agreement signed between government and Gen Z representatives on Wednesday. Anti-graft body CIAA files case against 7 people, including Joint Secretary Tirtharaj Bhattrai, on charge of illegally extorting money from Nepalese on visit visas. Lumini Lions defeat Biratnagar Kings by 40 runs to reach finals of Nepal Premier League. And more than 30 people die after Myanmar military airstrike hits hospital. Now the news in detail. A meeting of the Council of Ministers held today approved and decided to implement the 10-point agreement signed between the government and Gen Z representatives on Wednesday. The agreement was signed at the office of the Prime Minister in Simhadarbar. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharwal confirmed that the cabinet meeting decided to publish the agreement in the Nepal Gazette. Prime Minister Sushila Karki and Bhoj Vikram Thapa, on behalf of those who attended martyrdom and were injured during the Gen Z movement, signed the pact. Likewise, Minister Kharwal said that the Council of Ministers decided to expand the scope of investigation commission formed by the government to probe the incidents of the Gen Z movement of September 8th and 9th. Asked about the presence of the then Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli to record his statement in the probe commission, Minister Kharwal said the jurisdiction of the commission was expanded and the commission will perform its job in accordance with the laws. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has filed a corruption case against 7 individuals, including Joint Secretary Tirtharaj Bhattrai, on charges of illegally extorting money from Nepalese travelling abroad on visit visas. The CIAA lodged the case against 7 people, including Bhattrai, who was the then chief of the immigration office at Trivandrum International Airport, and 2 companies. The issue of visit visa corruption came into light after the CIAA arrested Joint Secretary Bhattrai on the 20th of March. According to the charge sheet submitted by the CIAA to the special court, defendants include former Joint Secretary Bhattrai, Officer Yagyaraj Aryal, Green Line Holidays Chairman Balkrishna Khadka, Family Holidays Operator Deepak Bhandari, Green Line Operator Ram Khadka, Assistant Kavita Powell, and Land Trader Kim Subedi. A delegation of the Jaya Matri Bhumi Party today met with Prime Minister Sushila Karki and submitted a memorandum. The party reminded PM Karki that the government prioritized the essential mandate of good governance rather than merely concentrating all power in elections. The delegation comprised the party's senior leader, Captain KB Limbu, co-chairman Ram Charan Pandey, and General Secretary Govindagiri, among others. The party called for prompt action against those suppressing the Gen Z movement and corrupt individuals in a bid to create an atmosphere conducive for elections. On the occasion, Prime Minister Karki asked the delegation to participate in the elections with its own agenda. She informed that efforts were continued against corruption. CPN-UML Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli has said that he might retain the party chair position through the upcoming 11th National Congress if an agreement is reached or if elected by the delegates. In conversation with editors organized by Press Chowdhury Nepal today, Chairman Oli expressed his belief that the party's 11th National Congress would bring some changes to the status quo and that there would be gradual generational transition and handover in leadership. Stating that he would not work under any pressure by setting any preconditions, Party Chair Oli urged Senior Vice Chair Ishwar Pokhrel and other leaders to make efforts for consensus within the party rather than giving proposals from outside the party. The UML's 11th National Congress is taking place from the 13th to the 15th of December. A tiger census is scheduled to begin in Chitwan National Park on December the 16th. The census will also be conducted in 3 other national parks, Bake, Bardia and Sukla Fata. The 3-month survey is conducted every 4 years. According to Chitwan National Park Information Officer Abhinash Thapa Magar, enumerators will undergo orientation on the 16th and 17th of December. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
बजारमा नयाँ कि छैन नेपाल टेलिकमका विभिन्न सेवाका अफरहरू सस्तो साह्रै सस्तोमा खरिद गर्न परेमा *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ त्यही भएर कण्ठ पारिरख्या
हो र दाई
त्यति मात्र हो र भाइ नेपाल टेलिकमले विभिन्न समयमा ल्याउने विभिन्न अफरको बारेमा थाहा पाउन पनि *1415 ह्यास डायल गर्नु पर्ने रहेछ नि त
चौध पन्ध्र मलाई पनि कण्ठै भयो दाई
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The 13th Nepal Human Rights International Film Festival started in Kathmandu today with the aim of bringing human rights-focused films from around the world under a single roof. Festival director Pandav Khatri said, with the slogan, Children's Rights, the festival will be held for 5 days until the 15th of December at the auditorium of the Film Development Board and Nepal Tourism Board. Khatri said the films screened at the festival would present the subject of human rights to the audience in an easy and simple manner. Now a sports update. Lumini Lions have defeated Biratnagar Kings by 40 runs in the qualifier 2 of the Nepal Premier League. Biratnagar failed to chase the target of 135 runs in the TU International Cricket Stadium this evening. Biratnagar was all out in 17.5 overs and scored only 94 runs. Earlier, Lumini Lions scored 134 runs in the 20 overs with a loss of 8 wickets. Now Lumini Lions will compete against Sudhir Pashchim Royals in the finals on Saturday. Earlier, Sudhir Pashchim defeated Biratnagar by 77 runs in qualifier 1 to reach the finals, whereas the Lumini defeated Kathmandu Gorkhas by 4 wickets in the eliminator to reach the qualifier 2. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news update. At least 34 people have died and dozens more are injured after airstrikes from Myanmar's military hit a hospital in the country's west on Wednesday night, according to the BBC. The hospital is located in Rokyu town in Rakhine State, an area controlled by the Arakan Army, one of the strongest ethnic armies fighting the country's military regime. Thousands have died and millions have been displaced since the military seized power in a coup in 2021 and triggered a civil war. In recent months, the military has intensified air strikes to take back territory from ethnic armies. It has also deployed paragliders to drop bombs on its enemies. U.S. forces have seized an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela, President Donald Trump said, marking a sharp escalation in Washington's pressure campaign against Nicolas Maduro's government. The BBC cited Trump at the White House as saying a tanker on the coast of Venezuela, the largest one ever, has been seized. Releasing a video of the seizure, Attorney General Pam Bondi described the vessel as a crude oil tanker used to transport sanctioned oil from Venezuela and Iran. Caracas swiftly denounced the action, calling it an act of international piracy. Earlier, President Maduro declared that Venezuela would never become an oil colony. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Cabinet approves 10-point agreement signed between government and Gen Z representatives on Wednesday. Anti-graft body CIAA files case against 7 people, including Joint Secretary Tirtharaj Bhattrai, on charge of illegally extorting money from Nepalese on visit visas. Lumini Lions defeat Biratnagar Kings by 40 runs to reach finals of Nepal Premier League. And more than 30 people die after Myanmar military airstrike hits hospital. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.